Who is Caitlin Clark and why does everybody care about what her starting salary is? Find out on today's Random Thoughts. Hello and welcome to episode number 272 of the Random Thoughts Podcast. Spell that R-A-N-D-U-M-B, thoughts.com online. I am your host, Darren O'Neill, and the Caitlin Clark story is all over the place, and it is a fun one to dive into, even if you don't care anything about sports. Or surprise women's basketball, which I don't think most people do. I was fairly surprised at the hubbub that her college career caused where she broke the NCAA overall scoring record. And her moving on now to the WNBA has a lot of people talking about a lot of things, including the salary that she will be paid. And it's interesting to see the left kind of eat themselves. It's not very interesting to see that the White House is completely clueless. Not a big surprise for anybody who's been following along, because Joey, the king of the White House, the alleged president of the United States, is fairly clueless on a whole lot of things, can barely get through his day, has to have a cheat sheet no matter what he's doing. Is this not an embarrassment to the country as a whole when the alleged most powerful man, the leader of the free world, has note cards that says, "You walk into the room, you stand at the podium, you take your seat." That was literally on one of the cards. "You take your seat." Do you think he was supposed to take somebody else's seat? And then he reads the things on the cards that he's not supposed to read. But we'll get to that, because Joey did not disappoint. But I knew this was coming. So I posted on X, and I posted on the Fediverse a simple post early yesterday. It said, quote, "Caitlin Clark, the female basketball player from Iowa, has been the talk of the sports world for a couple of years now. People say she is the best that there's ever been. Her starting salary in the WNBA, $76,535 a year. The minimum salary in the NBA, $1,119,563. Where is the DEI outcry?" End quote. And yeah, some people missed that it was sarcasm that I don't really believe that the WNBA salary should be anywhere near what the NBA salaries are because of, well, reality. But the people on the DEI world, they are not in reality. And Joey is in that group. President Joe Biden, totally in that group. Or at the very least, the people that are putting the words literally into his mouth on social media. Other people also pointed out that the comparison that I made there was not fair. That the starting salary for the number one pick in the WNBA being $76,000 and change, and telling you what the minimum salary was in the NBA at $1.1 million and change. The number one pick in the NBA, so let's compare them apples to apples or something. The number one pick in the NBA, $10.5 million. Number one pick in the WNBA, $76,535. But Joey came in. The White House came in. Whoever's doing Joey's social media, I don't believe he's doing it. you don't believe he's doing it, but the words that were put into Joey's mouth on X were, quote, "Women in sports continue to push new boundaries and inspire us all." Well, let me just stop there for a minute, end quote. I don't really think that's true. I'm not sure what boundaries that are being pushed in sports. They're all pretty much been around for a while. Even the WNBA, I had said it was around for 27 years. So what boundaries are being pushed, Mr. President? And that the women inspire us all? No, I was not even inspired a little bit by Caitlin Clark, even though she may be one of the best female basketball players ever to play in college. I was not inspired. Maybe a lot of people were, but when you say inspire us all, words mean things. Hate to say that. Words mean things. Hate to break that down for people who are on the left. The words that you use mean things, and I was not inspired at all by Caitlin Clark or what women in sports are doing. So, Joey, you're lying when you say that they inspire us all, but I digress. Everybody knows the head of the Biden crime family probably going to lie now and then. The quote from the X, while that's hard to say, the quote from the X post. Twitter was way easier. Come on, Elon, you're killing me. The quote from the X post continues, but right now we're seeing that even if you're the best, women are not paid. Oh, come on, folks, you know what's coming. They are not paid their fair share. Joey, with his usual trope, oh, the big business, they're not paying their fair share in taxes now. Women are not being paid their fair share in sports, according to Joe Biden. He finishes, or whoever's writing his post finishes, "It's time that we give our daughters the same opportunities as our sons and ensure women are paid what they deserve," end quote. There's a lot in here that we have to give our daughters the same opportunities as our sons. Well, you have the ability to play basketball. You're not guaranteed to make the same amount of money. So the opportunity to do the thing is there. But I think what Joey's saying, and correct me if I'm wrong, Joey, that our daughter should be given the same amount of money to do the same thing. And for that, I think we must now turn to the NBA, to LeBron James, and whoever else is in the NBA. I don't follow the NBA. I don't know basketball at all. And I will be the first one to tell you that. But I think it's time to turn to all the men in the NBA and say, you are making too much. You must now subsidize the WNBA so that the salaries can be equalized. This is what Joey must call for. This is what Joey must make happen. And then I want to know if LeBron and all of the NBA players will stand up and say, yeah, re-elect this guy. Don't think they would. But this is socialism. This is communism. The fact that you think that everybody doing something has to have the same amount of money brought in for doing it, then it doesn't matter how many people want the product. It doesn't matter how talented the people are. It doesn't matter how good you do your job. No, we need to have equality, no. We need to have equity. Equality, no. Equity, yes. That is what the left wants. And when you say that we have to give our daughters the same opportunities and ensure women are paid what they deserve, oh man, Joey, how do you figure that out? How do you figure that one out when it comes to something like sports? Because it's very rare. Again, we have a split here between the NBA and the WNBA. They are two totally separate entities. The only sport right now where there is a mixture is racing. Yeah, they're the ones that were the racist, horrible, misogynist, the hillbillies, the NASCAR folk. But that's where women are competing head-to-head in other forms of racing as well. It's one of the great equalizers. But it seems that Joey seems to think that the WNBA players should make the same as the NBA players. And then I'm guessing all the players should make the same. I mean, why should the person that's riding the bench not get the same amount of money as the person that is the superstar? That doesn't make any sense. That's not equitable at all. No. I'm a podcaster. Do you think I make anywhere near what Joe Rogan makes? No. Joe Rogan makes in like 15 seconds what I make in a year, and I may be off on that. After doing the taxes for last year, I can tell you was way under $10,000 coming in. And I do 5 podcasts a week. So what does that tell you? I am not making Joe Rogan money. Where is the equity there, Mr. President? But when it comes to the WNBA and the NBA, people do not want to talk about the fact that there is a vast disparity in the interest in both of these leagues. According to wherever I looked this up, I forget. Now, I'm sorry, I'm getting old. The 2023 WNBA season was the most watched regular season in 21 years, and they averaged 505,000 viewers across ESPN, ABC, CBS. Attendance was up 16% compared to last year. The average attendance in 2023, 6,615 fans per game for a total league attendance of 1,587,488. Yeah, Taylor Swift could do that in a handful of concerts. Recent stats also show average attendance at the NBA games, the men's league, 17,184, and the WNBA, 5,679. So a little bit different stats there. But the WNBA, you figure between 6,000 around there, where the NBA, about 17,000. And that's a little bit closer than I thought it might be. I guess the NBA is mainly making their money on television, which is where the big bucks really are. Because when we look at yearly revenue, the WNBA brings in about $60 million and the NBA, $10 billion. Yeah, $10 billion for the NBA, $60 million for the WNBA. It kind of explains why the pay disparity is there, Joey. So what is your answer, Joey? If they're going to be paid what they deserve, where is that money coming from, Joey? Are you going to send it out? Are you going to subsidize it? Like you're sending money all over the world. You're going to put some money into the WNBA because it's not fair that these women aren't making enough money to have nobody watch them play basketball. Is that where the big problem is in the United States, Joey? You misogynist? Well, at least that's according to Jameel Hill, but we'll get to that in a second. Vox, the online publication, had a take on this. Quote, the fresh attention for the WNBA draft, however, is also spotlighting the problem the league has had with pay equity. Oh yeah, again, there's that equity word, kids. For years, the WNBA salaries have lagged the NBA's by a massive margin. That's due in part to the league's differences in revenue and season length, but other factors like differences in collective bargaining agreements and revenue sharing also play a big role, end quote. That is not entirely true. The current agreement that the WNBA has, and I hate that I even know this at this point, has not been hit. The number in revenue in order to throw in the revenue sharing to the players has not been hit, which means the league is not making enough money to up those salaries. But the article on Vox continues, quote, because of how closely sports observers are following Clark, some fans have raised questions about these issues and her role in addressing them. Quote, can Caitlin Clark fix the WA and NBA pay gap? End quote. One Forbes article asked. No, she cannot. Forbes, really? Remember when Forbes people would take that seriously, that it was like a big business kind of magazine? Can one person fix the pay gap in the WNBA and NBA when the pay gap is 55? Well, no, that was for the whole contract. But for a first year, first round pick, $10 million. down to 76,000. Can one player fix that? No, you morons. Because if you were to pay Caitlin Clark what the number one draft pick in the NBA got, the WNBA would be out of money. They wouldn't be able to pay anybody else. They wouldn't be able to pay for any marketing. They would be broke. So no, that's not going to happen. Vox continues, all told, about 40% of all NBA league revenue goes to player salaries, while the WNBA puts roughly 10% of all league revenue towards its players' salaries, according to an estimate from David Barry, an economist at Southern Utah University, who is the co-author of a forthcoming book about women's sports. Because of these disparities, WNBA players are pushing to change their compensation arrangements, saying, quote, "We are not asking to get paid what the men get paid. We're asking to be paid the same percentage of revenue shared." This quote from Las Vegas Aces player Kelsey Plum. And the players will have their next chance to negotiate that next year. But the reality is, talking about percentages still doesn't make sense. Because when the NBA bringing in $60 billion and they pay 40% of that out, they've got the money to pay. When you're talking about a league making $10 million, they still need the money to be able to have places to play. You know, the arenas, they have to pay for all sorts of different things when it comes to employees. They have to pay for marketing. You know, if you want anybody to know what's going on, they still need marketing. So to go on a straight percentage also does not make sense. This is more people who do not understand math. When you start talking about revenue, start talking about percentage of profits, and then maybe you have something. But when you start talking percentage of revenues, you have to understand the bills that go along. The NBA wasn't a great big hit at first either. It took some time. It took some money. But people that spew out about these things are even worse than podcasters and have no idea what they are talking about. I think it is interesting that Jemele Hill comes in a completely different angle on this one. She is a columnist now for The Atlantic. She has worked for ESPN, and she is not happy with this conversation around WNBA salary. She wrote on X because that's where everybody's writing. I mean, Joey wrote on X. Well, whoever's writing for Joey wrote on X. I posted on X, where about all this equity? And now Jemele Hill writing on X that said comparing Caitlin Clark's salary to the NBA was, quote, another form of misogyny. Quoting her again, "I'm already annoyed by this conversation. Because for years, WNBA players have fought for more money. And when they were outspoken, so many of y'all told them to shut up or reminded them how they had no value the NBA has had for 50 years of investment, media coverage, etc. After 27 years, the WNBA will not be the current NBA. So stop comparing them. For further context, this salary is for 4 months of basketball," the one for Caitlin Clark, 40 games. "Players also receive a free apartment and car." I wonder if it's a something electric from Elon. "That doesn't make the salaries acceptable," she says, "but now you know why so many women's players play overseas to boost slash supplement their income. Weaponizing this information against WNBA players is another form of misogyny. These women have been dreaming of playing professionally in front of American audiences their whole lives," end quote. So you know what she's saying? Jemele Hill right here says Joey is a misogynist for saying that Caitlin Clark isn't getting paid the right amount and their fair share and all that blah, 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 because he's bringing it up. So weaponizing that information, Joey, you're a misogynist, according to Jemele Hill, another lefty who doesn't probably know she's calling you a misogynist. She says, instead of clowning and reminding them of what they're not, buy the merchandise, go to the games, and watch the games on television. Very easy to criticize when most of y'all couldn't get paid to compete at anything, end quote. Yeah, I can barely compete at speaking into a microphone, so I understand what she's saying. And she makes a very valid point that Joey also misses. If you really believe, and there was another podcaster who, a female podcaster, Bitcoiner, not really a sports podcaster or anything, said, vote with your money, watch the games on TV, go to the games, buy more merchandise. This raises everyone's salary. The industry wasn't profitable. Make it profitable. That is exactly right. That is where the equity comes in, because it's not equity. It's the equality, Joey. It's the ability to pursue the American dream and to be successful if you put a product out there that people want to consume. You don't get it for just playing. Sorry, that's not the way it is. If a bunch of people get together, I mean, a lot of people listening to this probably have played in adult leagues, whether it's basketball, you get together with your buddies, maybe you'll go out and play some tennis or something with friends, and you're probably pissed off that nobody's paying you to do this and that nobody's watching and you can't get a TV deal. The point's here that if you believe that the WNBA is not paying their players enough, well, then start going to the games. Buy season tickets. Joey, do you got season tickets? His taxes, he paid less in charitable giving this past year again than his vice president. Joey gave like 3% to charity. The president and his wife, who get everything absolutely free, gave 3% to charity. Joey, did you buy some tickets to the WNBA? For the love of God, did you buy a couple of jerseys? Did you buy some merchandise? What did you do to support this great endeavor that you think should be up there with a $60 billion behemoth that millions of people watch? Again, I want to be the first in line, Joey, if that's the case, because I want Joe Rogan money. You can send it to me. Just let me know. I'll give you an address, Joey. I'll give you a bank account that you can deposit that money right on into. If we're talking about that equity, not everybody gets the same amount. And men and women making this a issue based upon sex, not exactly accurate. There are some female sports, tennis being one of them, that seems to do pretty well. If we go to the entertainment industry, I mean, granted, it may be an outlier, but if you look at who's been making all the money over the last 2 years, it seems to be a female. Taylor somebody. So basing all of this on women aren't being paid their fair share. Joey, you're a moron. You don't know what you're talking about. The league only makes $10 million a year. Your boy Hunter snorts that in coke in like a weekend. My goodness. The Jemele Hill reaction, though, was fairly intriguing to me, that even talking about this is misogynistic. So talking about the fact that the WNBA is making way less money than the NBA is a bad thing. And again, it shows the vast difference between the abilities in physical sports between females and males. Because otherwise, I mean, Caitlin Clark, if she was good enough to get onto an NBA team, would get $1.1 million just for being the person on the bench who barely plays. I mean, she could drain a three every now and then, I'm guessing, in the NBA. And it would bring her salary to like 10 years of what she's going to make in the WNBA in 1 year riding the bench in the NBA. But again, it's because the product is not supported. Not everybody gets to be Taylor Swift. There's a lot of musical artists out there who wish they were making that kind of money, who had that kind of fame. Sheryl Crow crying now that she can't make any money. Her latest album, which was just released a week or two ago, the first one in her career that did not even make the Billboard Top 200, but that's because of her sex, right? No, there's a lot of male artists who aren't making any money either. So President Biden, remember, you have the right to pursue happiness. you're not always going to get it. And I'm curious how many people listening to this paid any attention to Caitlin Clark's season at Iowa. How many are going to turn that into then watching the WNBA? And do you understand the difference between equity and equality? I bet you all those supermodels, the females that were making tens of million dollars a year, were really mad that those male supermodels at the time weren't making what they were. Although all modeling, I think, is kind of dead now. That is equity, where nobody gets to do well. Everybody thinks that when you talk about things like equity, that we are all going to live. I used to say like Jay-Z and Beyonce. That's a really bad example now. I mean, Beyonce's doing fine, but the Jay-Z thing just seems creepy. But now you'd be like, not everybody's going to get to live like Travis, Kelsey, and Taylor Swift. You're going to get to live like the person flipping the burgers and cleaning up behind the horses in the Disney parades that clean up the poop. That's what everybody's going to be. Your life is not going to be great and everybody's going to live like they're a billionaire. Equity means everybody gets brought down to the same crappy level because it's unfair that anybody else has had more success than they have. It's just not fair that somebody is making more money at their job. It's just not fair. Joe Rogan makes more than me. It's horrible. Grow up, people. Grow up. But if you want to reach out to me, feel free to do so. Darren O'Neill, DarrenOneill on X. Also Darren, DarrenOneill at planetrage.social if you are on the Fediverse. Email Darren at randomthoughts.com. I'm sure you can figure out how to spell both of those by now. And I appreciate you taking the time to listen to the show. It is a value for value proposition, which means the shows go out there. They're not behind a paywall. You are not forced to pay anything in order to consume them. All I ask is that if you have gotten any value out of the show whatsoever, help me out. Put a number on that. It could be a latte's worth. It could be a pizza's worth. It could be whatever you think it is. Go over to Random Thoughts, randumbthoughts.com/donate. Click that donate button to do a one-time or monthly donation through PayPal. Use the QR codes or wallet addresses if you want to do the crypto thing. Use the P.O. box address if you want Uncle Sam to handle your donation. But be aware, Uncle Sam is now slow. I sent in some tax information to my guy who I could drive to in like 15 minutes. And that went out to him on Monday. They're expecting it to be there by Thursday. 3 days to get like 15 minutes away. So understand that when using the postal service and get tracking and insurance on everything so they just don't lose it. And I appreciate any way you want to help support this show, including the podcasting 2.0. Stream some Satoshis. Give us a boost. All the good stuff you can do. If you don't know what I'm talking about, go to newpodcastnaps.com for 2 episodes in a row. That's where the funding is coming from. Our buddy Dale Jr., thank you for listening to all of these episodes and sending the Satoshis per minute. Dame Slamy, the same to you. And Sir Sean of the Allegheny Valley. It is a beautiful thing, more than the amount of money coming in. I mean, it's real. For people that don't know this whole podcasting 2.0 thing, between the three of them, listening to the last show was a little over $7. And crypto's going down now, so it comes and it waves and it gets higher and it gets lower. But it is a constant thing coming in every episode. The more people that can do that with these micro payments, never think it's too low of a payment, especially when it comes to these streaming Satoshis. Because another big dopamine boost for all of us poor podcasters who aren't making Joe Rogan money is to see the names pop up and to see the amount of minutes that people are listening to the show, which is sadly even more profitable than the actual cash. Just knowing that people are listening, it keeps us going and it keeps these shows being produced. So if you like the show, do what you can to support it. That goes for this one or any other show that you are listening to. And again, thank you to everybody who listens to the show, posts about it, Christopher Battles, No Beret. There's a lot of people out there that every time I post a show are like, hey, this is some more good stuff from Darren O. And that is very much appreciated. That is my marketing budget right there. That is the marketing team. You are my marketing team. So if you can, tell a friend about the show. It is appreciated. And with that said, I will be back again next week to talk at you or with you or about you. That's what Bandrew says. But I would never talk about Bandrew, would I? Maybe. Until next time, I am Darren O'Neill. Thanks for listening.